Como News Radio. We were talking about this raid by the Justice Department closing down operations, essentially. Three big online poker playing enterprises by going after the people who operate them for money laundering and fraud. Now, to kind of explain all this in layman's terms and why the government might even be interested in doing this, I've got Brian Galino, Galini with me. Professor Galini is a law professor, University of Arkansas. And Professor Galini, here's my understanding. Tell me where I've got it right and where I've got it wrong, sir. By the way, welcome to Como News Radio.
Thank you so much.
We've got about a five-year-old law out there. It's called the Unlawful Internet Gambling Enforcement Act. Makes it a federal crime to accept most forms of payment for internet gambling. And when that law went into effect, most of these online poker playing companies went offshore and told players, don't worry, we're now, you know, we're now an international company, not a national company. This is an international transaction, not a national transaction. And the government basically said, no, let me show you how that is not the case.
Yeah, it seems to me you don't need me. That sounds pretty good.
Okay, well, here's the part that I don't get. Why does the federal government care who plays online poker?
Sure. So we've got quite a history in our country of being skeptical of poker and its associated ills like loan sharking, uncollectible debts, concerns over fraud, and then, of course, you know, whatever morality arguments are advanced in favor or against. So that gives you some sense. The more specifically with this law, though, there are congressional findings that support the idea that the Congress is worried about the move of significant amounts of money through payment systems, credit card companies, wire transfers that, frankly, they can't keep track of. And that also, as part of the findings, led Congress to be concerned about this growing cause of debt collection problems.
Okay, for instance, my wife plays Scrabble.
Mm-hmm.
She's got a friend who, you know, they go back and forth, they play Scrabble. If they happen to do it for money, why would that be the government's business? And, you know, to extend that principle, why would it matter if you're playing Scrabble or if you're playing cards?
Well, the difference between Scrabble, the hypothetical of your wife and her friend playing Scrabble over some money doesn't raise all of the many congressional findings concerns that Congress has seen fit to be concerned about in the specific context of online gambling. And I think the shorter-winded way of answering that is it doesn't involve the significant movement of cash and the inability to keep track of it. Inherent in your hypothetical, you gave me the actors,
okay. Right.
And the movement of money, that kind of answers it.
Okay. What is not the theoretical or hypothetical, but the real-life concern about moving large amounts of money in poker transactions?
Well, I think some of the concerns are number one, I'm not a poker person myself, but I'm familiar with the term rake, and so one of the concerns is how much is coming off the top from the actual players.
Mm-hmm.
And who's going to keep track of that? Another concern is how exactly are we going to process these transactions and where does the money end up? And, you know, I think the feds have chosen a case that nicely illustrate the possible ills. You have defendants who, if the allegations in the indictment are accurate, who really did everything they could to disguise the true nature of the transactions at issue.
Okay. Well, I guess that would, to me, justify regulation. I just don't see what appears to be an attempt by the federal government to make it de facto illegal.
That's a different question. So the question of regulation versus what's illegal, that's more debate we can have. But at least as the law stands right now, the debate is settled. You know, what if the allegations in the indictment are true? Then the defendants are guilty, and they have violated the Unlawful Internet Gambling Act.
Professor Galini, thanks for joining me here on Como News Radio.
My pleasure.
Appreciate that. Let's check your drive here, 924.